Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Tuesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Been a minute since we've been with you. I was out of town last week, so we did not have a Hit That Line recording on the back second half of the week, but we're back in the studio now, coming to you from the College Corner studio, our title sponsor here. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. If you can't get to any of those, you can check them out at collegecornerstore.com. The brand new one in Oxford's fantastic. It's on Sisk Avenue, 4,000 plus square feet. Scott and the folks take care of us, and they will take care of you. Podcast is also brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak in USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums 20 to 30% with Drew Moak, you can give him a call today and get your free quote. That's 601-953-8449, or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK. We also want to give a shout out to our main man, Greg Jones, and LB's Meat Market on 2008 University Avenue, that is, across from Kroger in Oxford, Mississippi. They have the best cuts in town. Make sure to go check them out and get everything you need for your grilling pleasure. If you're wanting to get outside, fire up the grill as the weather is starting to turn a little bit, you can do that. Got $10 lane train specials, $2 off everything in the freezer, and you can now text them to place your order for pickup. All right, let's get into today's show. Ole Miss obviously coming off a loss. It was an interesting game. That was kind of what I took away from it. It was a disappointing, sure. You know, obviously you want, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you want to win. Right off the bat, I'll say this. I don't think Kentucky's getting enough credit for just how good that front seven is. You know, Ole Miss didn't execute. Ole Miss had some interesting play calling decisions. There were some breaks that went Kentucky's way. There was quite the fortuitous bounce for the go-ahead and eventual game-winning touchdown. And there were some choices made by the officials that were interesting, but the game was won up front in the trenches. Deion Walker and the rest of the bunch in the interior really gave Ole Miss fits. And, I think a lot of this is being made into – you know, well, Ole Miss, you know, all the hype, and they didn't come through, and, you know, maybe they're not as good as we thought they were, and all this. I think Kentucky deserves a lot of credit for the game plan and executing and being able to just really take Ole Miss out of its game. I think Ole Miss was kind of shocked. I think that first drive, Ole Miss just goes tempo straight down the field, no problem. I was quite perplexed that Ole Miss did not stick with tempo. I think that was the answer. Kentucky's defensive line, bigger guys, they were clearly winded on that first drive, and Ole Miss decided not to stick with it for whatever reason. And here, sitting here today, 4-1. But here on the flagship, you know, we talk a lot of recruiting for the most part, and kind of the angle I'm going with today. A lot has been made about the transfer portal and how Lane Kiffin's been able to fill holes and find impact players through the portal. And he's done a nice job. Ole Miss has really leaned on NIL and the Grove Collective, and the Grove Collective has come through. The fans have come through. And Ole Miss has been able to put together a, you know, what I still think is a championship roster. I mean, there are people out there that are saying the season's over. You know, the dream is dead. No, you go out and win on Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina, and everything's A-okay. You're back on track. And you go to Baton Rouge, take care of business in Baton Rouge. You get to the bye, you exhale a little bit, and then get ready for the home stretch. But yeah, I don't think this season's over. I think that was a lot of people were emotional Saturday. It was a weird game, stressful. I think Ole Miss fans are really anxious now to see how this team is going to respond. And I think the big thing for, you know, kind of the theme for me this week for Ole Miss is culture. They talk a lot about the culture with the recruiting, with the portal, with NIL. Got a lot of impact dudes that are transfers, but there are some that are multi-year transfers. You know, the Jordan Watkins, the Jackson Darts, the Jared Ivies, the J.J. Pegues, the Trey Harris, you know, the Caden Priest-Corns, you know, Akilo Stones, the John Saunders. I mean, the list goes on and on. I've probably definitely forgotten a couple. Kari Coleman, T.J. Daugherty. A lot of these transfers are in their second, some are in their third. They're not just one-year rentals. I mean, there are some one-year rentals, but for the majority of this roster, the majority of the, you know, the 22, the guys that are in that starting spot, it's a lot of experience and a lot of experience in Oxford in that locker room. And I think that you hear the coaches talk about it, you hear the players talk about it. I hear recruits talk about it. When they go visit Ole Miss, they talk about the culture a lot. They talk about how you can sense the culture. You can sense the family bond, the, you know, cohesiveness with this roster, despite all of the transfers. That's a testament to the staff. It's a testament to the players. This week is when that is going to truly be tested. If you're Ole Miss, you need that culture to come up big this week. You need the leaders to step up. Because, look, last week's done. The game's over. Kentucky got the win. Can't do anything about it anymore. Got to move forward. So that's where these leaders on the offense and the defense, special teams, whatever, have to step up. I saw that it was reported earlier today that Jackson Dart held an all-offense meeting to talk about the game and to discuss, you know, what went wrong, what happened, what they did well, what they didn't do well. I wasn't in the meeting. I'm sure that's probably the gist of it. But it's probably going to be a lot of, you know, hey, we got to correct this and we got to do it fast because Saturday's not a gimme. You're going into Williams-Brice Stadium, a place that is a notorious house of horrors for people, Ole Miss in particular. 2009, a lot of dreams were dashed that night. Alabama's gone there and lost when Alabama was Alabama with Nick Saban. You've had Georgia go in there and lose. I mean, it's not going to be easy. Now, I don't think South Carolina's front seven is as good as Kentucky. Now everything's not, you know, in a vacuum. So I know people are going to say, well, South Carolina blew out Kentucky. Well, sure. But, you know, these games are, you know, this is why you play the game. So this is why college football sometimes is a really wacky and crazy sport, and it doesn't make any sense. You know, Ole Miss goes out and wins by 2-3 scores on Saturday. Sure, it doesn't make sense because Ole Miss just lost to the team that South Carolina demolished. But, hey, I mean, that was a couple weeks ago. And now it's time for this Ole Miss team to really show some true colors here. Let's see what that culture is. Let's see what these leaders are all about because that's what's going to make Saturday that's I don't want to say make or break, but that's going to be a big part of it. You know, we talk a lot about baseball, and baseball is just it's between the ears. It's a mental sport. It is it's a sport that, you know, hey, if you're good 3 out of 10 times, you're elite. You know, Pete Rose just passed away this week. You know, Pete Rose was pretty successful 3 out of 10 times his whole career. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. He should be. But, you know, all-time hits leader for a reason. It's a mental game. A lot. It's a game of failure. You're going to fail more than you succeed in baseball.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from let's just enjoy the moment to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Football's more of an emotional sport, you know, more physical. But there's still some mental capacity that is needed, that is imperative if you're going to be successful and you're going to be successful at a high level. And I think that's going to be what's going to really dictate how this game goes on Saturday at 3:30 local time kick. How will Ole Miss be mentally? I anticipate a very focused, maybe a little edge, maybe a little anger. You know Ole Miss is really geeked up to get back on the field and to really show, hey, that's not us. You know, hat tip to Kentucky. They deserved it that day. But Ole Miss is, you know, the players are getting out there. You know, hey, this is who we are. I think that's where the culture comes in. And it can't, you know, one thing that I think is big for players and coaches, I used to say this to the kids that I used to coach in baseball, you know, hey, I can't want it more than you. You know, you got to want it. And I think that's where, you know, the coaches can say as much as they want. They can hammer at home about, hey, this is your time to go out and prove everybody wrong. And, you know, hey, everybody's, you know, maybe people are doubting you now. You're not getting as much hype. You're not getting as much respect, you know. Go out there and want it. Go out there and, you know, be excited to prove everybody wrong. And I think that's what Ole Miss is got to prepare itself to do, because South Carolina is going to be on the other side and they're going to try to win. Because South Carolina is in a good spot. I think, you know, they were really, really screwed out of that LSU game. There were some incredibly bad calls in that game. But 3-1, Ole Miss is 4-1. South Carolina's coming off a bye, so they're going to be fresh. It appears that Lenore Sellers will be back. Still not sure about Rocket Sanders. He may or may not be back. But, hey, it doesn't matter if you're Ole Miss. You got to go out there and show that you're ready. And I think that's where this culture comes in. And these transfers that all came in and, you know, all kind of, you know, hey, like this is where we want to be. You know, this is where, you know, we make a run. We're going to get to the college football playoff and we're going to make Ole Miss, you know, a true college football playoff contender for this year and beyond. With the field being at 12 right now, Ole Miss is more than capable of getting there. And I think that there are rumblings of the playoff expanding even more. And look, again, the season's not over. Not by a long shot. I mean, Ole Miss could run the table and be perfectly fine at 11-1. You could run the table and lose to Georgia, and I think 10-2, you're still going to be okay. Especially if Kentucky ends up being 8-4, 9-3. That loss all of a sudden doesn't look so bad. But I think that you have to go out and take care of business. I don't like using the term, you know, control your own destiny, because by definition you can't control destiny. But, you know, Ole Miss is – everything is in front of you if you're Ole Miss, and you can go out and you can handle business on Saturday. Then you can get back, get ready for LSU, go down to Baton Rouge and handle business. If that's what happens, if you're 6-1 at the bye week, that's about as good as you can get. I mean, obviously you'd like to be 7-0, but 6-1 heading into the bye, get healthy and, you know, go from there. Because look, you get prepared to come back home for Oklahoma Ole Miss. If you're 6-1, people are going to forget about that Kentucky game really fast. People are going to be amped up to come back for that Ole Miss Oklahoma game. And they're going to be geeked to see a 6-1 Ole Miss team trying to get to 7-1. And then you go to Arkansas, and then you have the big one against Georgia. So it's not like the season's over. I think that's where this Ole Miss team is going to truly have an opportunity to showcase the culture and to show, you know, hey, we've got some resiliency on this team. We're going to respond in a big way. And Saturday is going to be a great opportunity to do it. 3:30 afternoon slot. Everybody will be watching. I think a lot of people are going to be tuned in because a lot of people are going to want to see, well, how's this Ole Miss team respond? You know, let's see what happens. You know, everybody's perfectly fine when you're winning, when you're scoring 76, when you're scoring 52, when you're hanging 40, you know, 50 points on people. It's easy to be high when that's going on. How are you going to be when you get knocked down? You know, the Rocky quote, you know, it's how, you know, about, you know, how hard you can get hit and keep going, that sort of thing. So Ole Miss got punched in the mouth by Kentucky. You know, how are they going to get back off the mat, get off that stool in the corner, hit those gloves together and come back out fighting, or, you know, going to go the other way? I think that the culture around this team, around the leaders, you know, people have always said, they haven't always said, but a lot of people are saying, you know, you can't do it with the portal. You can't do it all with the portal. You can't get this many transfers and win. You know, Ole Miss did it last year, won 11 games for the first time, beat a really good Penn State team in the Peach Bowl. Now it's time to do, you know, prove it again. Prove people wrong. And let's see what kind of culture and what kind of mindset Ole Miss will be in on Saturday. And I think that I think this Ole Miss team will be ready. I think that the leaders in that locker room with J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey, Jackson Dart, you know, somebody like Micah Pettis, you know, that offensive line's got to be – outside of Jackson Dart, that offensive line is probably – going to be first in line to get out of that tunnel Saturday, because you know they want to get that taste out of their mouth. They were embarrassed on Saturday. And again, credit to Kentucky, because they whipped them. They absolutely whipped them. They dominated. But you got to get back up and you got to get out there and you got to, you have to want to prove people wrong. You have to want to go take it. I think that's important. Saturday, you got to get out there early, jump on South Carolina early, set the tone, take the crowd out of it early. You know, just stick to who you are. I think that was part of Saturday. Ole Miss kind of stopped doing what they're good at. They kind of got out of their, you know, the Kentucky challenged them, and I think Ole Miss kind of steered away from its identity a little bit. And I think that ended up, you know, biting them in the ass. I think Saturday you got to get back to doing what you do best and stick to it, and I think the rest will take care of itself. So I'm excited to see how this culture brings this team back. You know, I'm not going to say from the grave, but again, you got knocked down. You're on the mat. Get up. Let's see what happens. So I'm excited to see this Ole Miss team on Saturday. Like I said, 3:30 Eastern, Ole Miss at South Carolina. It's going to be a good one. South Carolina appears to be back to full strength. It's going to be a fun game. I'm excited to see this Ole Miss team and how it responds, because I know Lane Kiffin wants to get the taste out of his mouth. Jackson Dart, that offense, because the defense was played really well on Saturday. The defense did all you needed. For everybody to be as emotional and as down in the dumps, 3-point loss. Had the ball with a chance to win the game. You know, it'd be different if Kentucky hung 40 on you and you only scored 17. No, the defense did its job. So now it's like, okay, let's get back to our roots here. Let's stick to what we do best, and let's utilize this culture that has been cultivated in that locker room to bounce back in a big way. So I'm excited to see Ole Miss bounce back on Saturday. I anticipate the Rebels will bounce back. It's going to be a fun one. So appreciate everybody tuning in for this Tuesday edition of the Flagship. Again, shout out to our friends at College Corner, USA Benefits Group, LB's Meat Market, Roback. Go to roback.com, use promo code JUICE, you get 20% off. Our friends at homefieldapparel.com, proud sponsor of the Hit That Line that we record each and every week. We will be back this week. We will be recording that. Before I hit the road, heading to Columbia, we will have a Twitch stream, Ole Miss versus South Carolina. That will be up on Thursday. Make sure to go to homefieldapparel.com, use promo code LASTDANCE24, you get 15% off your first purchase. So appreciate all the sponsors that make it possible. Appreciate you tuning in, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, however you get it. We appreciate you. And we will be back later this week as we pick lines for week 6 on another Hit That Line. So I'm Zach. This has been the Flagship. Appreciate you. Till next time, we're out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.